Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dan Gilbert plans thousands of homes on some land where he once promised Cleveland to build a gleaming new casino. A seismic shift is coming to the local radio landscape, with NPR News leaving its longtime home at IdeaStream's WCPN radio station to be exclusively broadcast on WKSU, which will now be operated by IdeaStream. And Cuyahoga County Executive Armin Budish issues a non-binding advisory that people wear masks indoors to slow down the coronavirus. It's the Wake Up Morning News Briefing from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer for Thursday, September the 16th. I'm the editor, Chris Quinn. A real estate company owned by Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert plans to add thousands of homes, offices, and other development along the Cuyahoga River near downtown. The plans for more than 100 acres, which include the Collision Bend area of the river near Tower City and portions of Canal Road, could transform long underused properties near booming neighborhoods in Tremont and Ohio City, as well as downtown itself. Gilbert originally bought the tract, announcing he would build Cleveland's standalone casino there after what was supposed to be a temporary casino opened in the old Higbee space in Tower City Center. But Gilbert reneged on building the standalone casino, leaving Cleveland with a much lesser casino than was promised when Gilbert persuaded voters to approve casino gambling. The Kent State Board of Trustees approved a plan Wednesday to hand over day-to-day operations of WKSU 89.7 to IdeaStream Public Media, the nonprofit that runs Northeast Ohio's other public radio station, WCPN 90.3. The arrangement represents a seismic shift in the local radio landscape, but stay tuned, it's a little confusing. Beginning in 2022, WKSU will become the sole NPR station in Northeast Ohio, with its journalistic efforts powered by the work of the newly combined newsroom in Cleveland. The new station's programming will originate from WKSU's 89.7 frequency and also be broadcast on its sister stations throughout Northeast Ohio. It will also be broadcast on 104.9 on the FM dial, where WCLV, IdeaStream's classical music station, currently resides. 104.9 will take on WCPN's call letters and reach NPR listeners in Cuyahoga County and Eastern Lorain County, where WKSU's signal is weak. WCLV and its classical musical program will then move to 90.3 on the FM dial, replacing WCPN, and enjoy the benefit of the 50,000-watt reach. A WKSU official said 90% of the content on WKSU and WCPN was the same. Cuyahoga County Executive Armin Budish on Wednesday issued a mask advisory for all Cuyahoga County residents, regardless of vaccination status, urging the use of masks in all indoor areas to slow the rapid spread of COVID-19. No fines, penalties, or enforcement come with the advisory. Last year, Budish proposed a countywide mask mandate to the county council, but the council tabled that proposal after Governor Mike DeWine ordered that masks be worn in the county. Budish issued the advisory Wednesday in partnership with the Cuyahoga County Board of Health. Drug shortages during the coronavirus pandemic prompted U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown to introduce legislation that would build a more resilient U.S. supply chain for generic medicines by creating a one-year emergency supply of key drug ingredients and encouraging domestic companies to make them. The bill would require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to maintain a list of essential generic medicines and build out a domestic supply of the critical ingredients. Brown said most of the active pharmaceutical ingredients used in U.S. drugs are made in China and India because of historic incentives that made it cheaper for companies to operate in other countries. The Cleveland Clinic released an updated economic impact report on Wednesday, saying it contributed $21.6 billion to Ohio's economy in 2019, in large part by employing more people than any other business in the state. That's up from $17.8 billion in 2016. The clinic, along with banks, have been a major driver of Cleveland's shift from an industrial economy to a knowledge-based service economy. Nationally, the clinic's study claimed a $34.5 billion economic impact. The clinic's report follows one released earlier this year by University Hospitals, which said it contributed $10.3 billion to the economy regionally, in part with $4.4 billion of labor income. The clinic is a sprawling 6,500-bed health system with locations in Florida, Las Vegas, Toronto, Abu Dhabi, and London, as well as Ohio. It employs nearly 71,000 people worldwide, including 61,221 jobs in Ohio in 2019. Thanks for listening to The Wake Up from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.